Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about why God keeps you alive after six. This means your divine assignment. A charge to the faithful in the wisdom years. This means this is mainly for the faithful one. You are here by divine appointment. Every arch in your bone, every scar on your heart, every tear you have swallowed, they were never wasted. God preserved you, you past 60, because your pain has purpose. Your presence carries power. Your days hold destiny. Even to your old age, I am He, and to gray hairs, I will carry you. This is here, Isaiah 46, 4. What surviving proves? You endured what would break others. Financial ruin, I was three times bankrupt already. Shattered dreams, hospital nights, betrayals that cut deep. The silence of being forgotten by youth-obsessed world. Yet here you stand, a living testament that God's grace outlasts grief. Your unfinished mission, you are a weapon of wisdom refined by fire. Tested in wilderness, seasons. Your prayers move mountains because you learned to pray when no one watched. You are a beacon of hope someone needs to see. How you keep trusting when the world crumbled. How you walk by faith, not sight. That survival is possible because you are a living proof. You are a mentor in disgrace. The young don't need your lectures, they need your life. Your scars are their root mob. That light in your eyes is a Holy Spirit fire, pass it on. Your battle plan, stand tall, your posture preach, shoulders back, you are not a leftover, you are a front line. Speak out. Your story is someone else's survival guide. Step out the next generation. Show them how to pray until breakthroughs come. Worship while waiting. Forgive what still hurts. Write the vision. Journal prayers. Pen letters to grandchildren. Your words will outlive you. You see, you need just to remember what God is and tell that to people. And you will think nothing will change. It needs time that the people can change. Time that the people afterwards sticks to God. And I've done it again and again. You have to just to tell them why for you God matters. What He has done to you. Preach without pulpits. Let your grocery store kindness, your hospital room peace, your stubborn joy be your gospel. This is why you are still here. God doesn't invest in temporary things. He builds on faithfulness. You stayed when others walked away. You worshiped when the lights went out. Now, your survival is someone's breakthrough. It's easy to motivate. You meet the person just by accident. And you speak randomly. And then you touch the words of God. And you think this will never connect them. It will connect them, but it needs time. And I've seen it again and again and again and again. If the greatest unbeliever is today faithful, just randomly, and it says that this is important for me, then just so. Because God wanted it so randomly, no? Not to have
to believe in God.
No, don't do such things. Let the other choose. Final charge, do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. Psalm 71. Answer, he hasn't, he won't. No, go shine where you are planted. Key strength. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.